looking out at the devastation. I'm still here.
Brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, I greet you in that name that is above every other name. At the name of Jesus Christ, every knee bows, every tongue confesses, because He indeed is Lord. And I greet you straight from the very throne room of God, straight from the source, because we have been connected to the Father through Christ Jesus. We've been connected to the source of life, because in the vine, as we are in, we are branches that have been grafted into that vine, John 15. So His words are in us. We remain in Him, and His words remain in us, and we bear fruit, and we're connected to the source of life in a dying world, in a world where those that have gone the other way, they continue to just wither and die, and just flailing, drowning, ugly. It's just ugly to watch, but we watch, and we report, and we witness back the truth. And the need to witness the truth and to show that there's another way, it's inherent upon us while we're in the earth. We testify that there is another way. We testify that there is light, and the way of light and truth, and the way is available for those that would bow the knee and submit themselves to the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He calls, and you respond. And when you respond, you come in under the Lordship of the King. And the way that that works is, Lord, Your kingdom come, Your will be done. Not my will, but Thine be done. And you know that place of surrendering of your will to His will is a place of incredible freedom. You know, so much of the stress that people have and they're under is because they're trying to accomplish their own will in life. They're trying to accomplish their own desires, their own personal agendas. And in that personal agenda, apart from Christ, there is burden, there's sorrow, there's perplexity in your spirit, in your day-to-day warrings, because, of course, you're limited in your ability. You're limited in your resources. You're limited in the thoughts of your mind. You're limited apart from Christ. But when you follow Him, if like Jesus, you only speak the words that you hear from your Father, you only speak His words, when you seek to only do the works that you see the Father doing, there's incredible freedom in that, because now it's on Him. He's the vine, not you. You know, you're just the branch. We're just the branch. We bear fruit as a byproduct of being connected to the source. But He's the vine. He's the source. He's the one that sets the pace, sets the bar, sets everything for what it is that our lives are. And you and I get to enjoy the incredible journey that we have going with Him. So just like, you know, we've talked recently on our wonderful life friend, Zeph Daniels show, we talked a lot about the wave and what that is and what we're in and what we're in the middle of right now. But, you know, you don't have to create the wave. The wave creates itself. The wave is a natural product of the environment that you're in if you're in the sea. And just like there's a spiritual wave taking place, that is a byproduct of God's design. Now, what you can do is you can adjust for it. You can shape your interactions and your time in the earth, and you can flow with what God's doing, which incidentally means bow your knee before the King of Kings, get on His page and listen to His voice, 100% all in, nothing left on the side, just you go completely in, all 100%, nothing apart from Him. That's the only way that you're going to even begin to be on that wave, but all in with Christ, and in that process, then you can move and flow with Him. You want to do that, by the way. There's an incredible joy in that place. I think the line is being drawn much more pronounced right now in the time that we're in, where, you know, if you are part of the world, you're just going to be in incredible sorrow as all those things just come apart. God promised that He would shake everything that can be shaken. And we're seeing the initial shakings already. And I'm just amazed at how quick people are already falling apart. I mean, we're just getting started. We're just getting started and people are already falling apart. What are you going to do when it really, when the fit hits the shan, as they would say. What are you going to do when it escalates more if you're already coming apart right now? If you're already worried and perplexed right now, what are you going to do when it really kicks into gear? Okay, you know, if you want to know, where the he that dwelleth in, under the shadow of the Most High, that's where you want to be. His name is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe. You want to be in His presence. You want to be walking with Him. Seek Him while He may be found. You don't want to be doing this in the time of calamity, because what happens if He's not there for you? If that window's not open for you? You know, sometimes people just think, okay, it's just going to be there forever, and God's just going to be like this, just person that they can have an abusive relationship with, and that person's just going to be there whenever they want to turn around, and now they want something from Him. What? Who gave you that idea? Who gave you that idea? You know, listen. He's gracious and compassionate, and He loves His creation, yes. But at the same time, too, you don't know if he's going to pull you out when you're in those situations. If you've rejected Him time and time and time again, well, what do you think is going to happen in that moment? If maybe He's merciful and maybe He's not. Because He said in His Word, I'll be merciful to whom I have mercy. So it's completely His prerogative. So if you reject Him in the window that you have, when you don't know if that window is going to be there again for you. So a lot of people are going to fall into that category. A lot of people are going to turn around and they're going to be looking for Him, and they're not going to find Him, because that window is going to be closed for them. So now for you, my brothers and sisters, for you that have earned your stripes, you've gone the rough way, you've gone the road less traveled, you've trusted Him even when things have not made a lot of sense, you've gone forward even when you've been attacked maliciously, unfair, all of that stuff has been there, yes, but you've continued to press forward with Christ. You are moving into a time of incredible blessing right now, where, I mean, one of the blessings that we have is, and maybe you've noticed some of it already, but while they're already starting to crack up, the worlders, as they're cracking up, they've got less space to focus their attacks on you. So, I mean, they still will. They'll still have their coup de grace. They'll still have their their attempts to throw things at you. But now is they're going to start moving completely into self-preservation mode in the not-too-distant future. And they're going to bite and devour and destroy each other. Now, for the follower of Christ, to live as Christ and to die as gain. For us to check out of this world is, at any moment in time, is a blessing. Because we know where we go. We know the one that we've trusted. We know the one that we serve. We know His plan and purpose and the eternal destiny that we have in Him. So it's fine. For us to leave this life, you done blessed me. So that being the case, the window that we're still here, we want to be about our Father's business. So you want to be about your Father's business in the window that you're here. You want then for your thoughts, your intentions, your volition, your activities should be shaped by the vision that God has given you. And if sometimes that's gotten a little bit fuzzy, or maybe you might be a little bit questioning what that is sometimes, because maybe you've strayed a bit, just grab the Word. God's put it there for you. And seek the Spirit of God. You need that no man to teach you when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, because He's going to teach you Himself. And He's going to lead and guide you into all truth. And I know the worlders and the churchers hate that fact, because you don't need them. You only need the Spirit of God, who will lead and guide you. And God will put other people around you to quicken you, that are going to reinforce the things that the Spirit of God is speaking to you, because You know, that's how he does. He wants that direct connection with you. But they hate the fact that they can't stand between you and God. They hate the fact that they cannot put you back under the curse. And the curse of the law was this, that you under the law needed a man to get to God. You needed somebody to stand between you and God and intercede between you and God and tell you what God said. You needed that under that old system. And when Jesus Christ came and rent the veil in two and said, "It is finished," now there was no more separation between you and God. And only most people, though they want to have that separation, just like with Moses in Exodus 20, where the children of Israel were like, you know, "Moses, here, listen, you go and talk to God, and then you come back and you tell us what he said, and then we'll listen to you." Why is that inherent in the hearts of so many people? I've thought about that. But I think part of the reason why that's there is because people, it's so much easier because men don't love the light because their deeds are evil, so they want to stay in the dark. So what they want to do is they want to have somebody else stand there. And then they can either discredit that person or they can put that person down. Because even later in Moses' own experience, when Miriam and a few others were pushed into that situation of trying to tear down Moses. And they're like, "Well, you know, are you the only one that God speaks to," kind of thing? And a bunch of them died in that situation. But people want to look to a man. And then, once they look to that man, then they want to tear that man down or discredit that man because they don't want the responsibility like they had in Exodus chapter 20 right away when God met them in the mountain and put the fear of God into them. They don't want to have to hear the voice of God for themselves because what are they going to say? What are they going to say? What are they going to do when it's God speaking to them? You can't turn around and play that game like the devil. Did God really say in Genesis chapter 3? You can't play that game because you heard it for yourself. You know the voice of God for yourself. So, you know, you were there. You saw the mountain smoking. You heard the voice of God where God spoke out of that situation. So, yes, God really said. And when you know his voice for yourself, yes. Now, here's the thing. The world and many people in the world, and that which is within most people that does not want to grow up, does not want to come into that place of responsibility, does not want to come into the growth of the faith and walk with Christ for themselves. They want a man. Listen, we here at Faith Mix, we refuse to do that for you. Absolutely refuse. So throughout, you know, there's so many ways. Listen, I've been part of some of the biggest, back in the day, some of the biggest church systems in the world. That's part of God's journey of what he had me come through and come out of, mind you. But I've been through those things, and I know how that works. And if it was the case that God had not brought me through that and brought me out of that, and also showed me the inherent wickedness in that, I could have merchandised the heck out of this, out of all of you guys that listen in here, and pulled you into those kind of circles, and set myself up as your guru. And you know what? There would probably be a lot more people listening too, if we would have gone that way, because people want that. But we refuse to, because why? Because just like when Paul was writing to the early church and he said, "Look, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? Who is Cephas? Who are these guys? They're just people that you heard the message from. None of them died for you on the cross. None of them paid the price for your sins. I didn't do that for you. Who am I? All I am is somebody that, if I am going to fulfill God's plan and purpose for the window that I'm supposed to be here for, part of that, not all of that, mind you, this is just a part of what God has me in the earth for, but part of that includes, all right, he nudges me occasionally and says, "Hey, I want you to speak. And here's the recorder. Here's the online platform. Here's the brothers that you need that have also talked to about this as well. And, okay, speak my words. Let them flow through you. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. That's what God tells me constantly. Open your mouth and I'll fill it. All right, open my mouth. He fills it. He puts the words there. Done. That's it. You don't need a faithmix.com t-shirt. Okay? You don't need the bumper sticker. Maybe we should do that just for fun. I don't know. Anyways, side note. but you don't need that. You don't need a picture with me. What you need is to walk with Christ for yourself. Hear His voice for yourself. Take boldness in the way that God speaks to you. Realize that the only thing that's necessary is that you listen to His voice and follow His commands and walk with Him in truth and in openness of heart. And there's going to be an incredible adventure for you. Listen, some of you guys out there, and I love you. Trust me, I love you. But how long have you been just watching and waiting and hoping and watching us? And in the meantime, your time in the earth, the window that God's given you here in this life, and you're just watching that just go away. The same time you're watching us, your windows, because of fear in your own heart. What are you afraid of? Your very breath in your nostrils is given to you on loan from God for a window and a season. You can't even control that. I'll prove it to you. Hold your breath for 10 minutes. Yeah, I don't think so. Just even now while you're listening to this, hold your breath and watch what happens. Keep holding it. Just keep holding it. As you keep holding your breath, watch what happens. Eventually, there's going to be a force of nature within you that is going to compel you to breathe one more time. And it is going to, everything in your body, which is beyond your even control, even of your mind, is going to force you to breathe. And you are going to breathe, whether you like it or not. Because all these other things are going to override even the will of that natural mind that's in you. That physical body is going to be like, you know what? I've got a will too, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to make you breathe. Try it. In fact, you are going to breathe until the day you die. And then you're going to stop breathing. So there's a lot of things that are going on with you in your window of time that you can't control. So if you can't control your breath, what makes you think you're going to control a lot of these other things that are going on around you? It is out of fear and out of misplaced fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. I'm just giving you some natural examples from just what's right in front of you to help you understand the larger context of what's going on here. God needs you to understand. Switch out of fear into wisdom. Switch out of fear and concern and perplexity and the way that the world is thinking right now into the mind of Christ. My God, make that transition, please, for the sake of your own soul. You know what? I would love to have every single one of you guys that are listening in the fight and engaged. I would love to have you guys in prayer and understanding who it is that you are in Christ Jesus. I would love it if you would transition and not sit on the fence and just watch a few people out there knocking away arrows listen, as long as you still have breath in your life, you're supposed to be on the field of play, not in the stands watching. I mean, what does that mean? It doesn't mean all these programming things that people have told you. It just means you're open and available for whatever God has for you. And you put it before Him. There's a freedom in that. There's a hope in that. You know, I am so excited in myself for what I see in this time, because also part of the understanding that's there is that we're transitioning. And my gosh, it's a great time for a transition. We've already experienced so much of what it's like to have life a different way. And the harshness of being on the receiving end of what the world throws at us. So we already know what that is. Now let's see Psalm 2 and Psalm 149. Why not? Wouldn't you like to be a part of that? Wouldn't you like to know the inheritance of the saints? Have you ever wondered why the world offers you all the way up to the kingdoms of this world and their splendor if you just bow down? Well, part of the reason is because if you bow down, you're enslaved in that system and they get to recycle you back into it. So there really is no loss for them. But as long as you're following Christ and on the way out of this world, that's that resource that's in you, they lose it. Because they can't hold you. They have no legal right to hold you. Because the price is paid in Christ Jesus. So, you've gone from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God. And they need your free will to allow them to keep and hold you. So, the transition out is what God has for you. It's what's been made available. Would you, of your free will, please engage in the things of God at this time? Now, I know there's a bunch of you guys that listen in here, and I there's multiple audiences that listen, so you know the pieces that are for you. And there's a bunch of you guys that listen in here that you are in prayer and you're walking out what God has for you, and God bless you in that, and you're encouraged this day. But for each and every one of us in this time, you want to be on God's page. I'm excited. I'm excited for you. I'm excited for what God is doing in your life. I'm excited when I get mails from you guys. I read them. You know, sometimes we don't get back to everybody, but we read them. And there's a handful of people that we are agents from the enemy that get sent our way, and those ones we block. You know, we send aside, but for the most part, we read everything that comes towards us. And, unless God quickens us not to. But we read this stuff, and just the things that we comes back to us so much is just, you know, out there. A lot of you guys have felt alone or isolated, and you've struggled in your journey, but you know the voice of God, and you love Him. And you also know that more and more that He's with you, and that you are one of His, and you're excited for what God has. And you know that you're His. And it's been a rough journey, but you know, in the process of it being everything that it has been, you've been strengthened and you've been heated and cut and buffered and all of that, and God's made something beautiful out of your soul. And you shine right now. You shine in the world that is full of darkness, and the light of God flows through you. And through all of that, you just shine. So, just like you don't light a lamp and put it under a bushel or under a bowl and inside of a room, you put it on a stand and you let it shine bright and the light fill the whole house. Shine bright, brothers and sisters. Let God elevate you. Now, God will be the one to lift you up, not man. God will do it. And when He does, and as He does, and He's doing that even in this time right now, shine bright. Put your shoulders back. Lift your head up. Speak the words of God as God opens. As you open your mouth in connection with the Spirit of God, He will fill your mouth and your heart and your spirit. Out of your belly will flow rivers of living water. Out of your mouth will come the Word of God and a double-edged sword of the Spirit that is going to cut through in the time that we live in. Oh, it's exciting. It's exciting. It was this in and of itself, what we're coming into, is worth the trip. This was worth it to come to this paradigm for this window. All that's come before is all that's come before, and this is the moment you have, and this is going to be incredible. So listen, trust God, love Him, give all of yourself over to Him this day. Thank Him for the chance to be a part of what He's doing right now in such a time as this. Be a blessing to one another, love each other, even as Christ first loved us. And when and where possible, allow the Spirit of God to, with whatever He's put in your hand, use that however He instructs you, and be a part of what the kingdom of God is doing in such a time as this. It's incredible. And we love you guys. Hey, drop us an email, faithmix@gmail.com. Say hi. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye.